excuses.
This is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody, on this really frigid, kind of awful Sunday afternoon. It's great to be back. I told you, we always come back on this show, and it's going to be a great time. And I have another guest this week. We're just keeping them rolling. I'm so happy to finally be joined by the one and only Mr. Sid Samel. Sid, how you doing today, dude?
I'm fantastic. I am loving this general vibe.
I know. Isn't it so fun? Yeah, so I know. We've been trying to get Sid on this thing for so long, and finally it lined up. The stars aligned, and it is happening right now. So, Sid, one of the first questions I ask a lot on the show is... where are you from? And like, you're a Cali boy.
I am a Cali boy. That's my like biggest red flag.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I am from the California Bay Area, and you know it's different.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. Like, elaborate on that. What is it like to be cross coast in this cold weather, all the seasons and all that?
I think the biggest thing is just generally like the weather. Like, I think like back home, I remember like high school. Sometimes I'd get to school early, like in December, and it would be like 40 degrees, and I'd be like, mm-hmm. Oh, like the human body cannot handle getting any colder than this.
Yeah.
Like, this is the lowest you can humanly survive in cold weather. And I get here, and it's like, everyone's just like, oh yeah, it's like negative 20 tomorrow, and it's fine. I'll just be walking around in, like, jeans and a t-shirt.
No, like, I don't understand. Like, I'm from around here, and, like, I still, like, a lot of people who are around me who I grew up with, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going out in, like, a t-shirt and shorts. I'm, like, going on a run. I'm doing this and that. And I feel like I'm not one of those people. I'm still, like, need a huge winter coat, even though I've grown up here my entire life. And, like, today I was, there was this ice cold wind, and I was just like, all right, just tuck me in right here. So I kind of get that. I kind of get the Cali perspective. I sometimes feel like I'm a Cali boy at heart, and I don't know why.
We adopt you.
That's right. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. So yeah, we're going to have a great time on the show today, everybody. Sid brought on a bunch of really funky, cool songs to share. I think I listened to them before, and they're pretty good. So without further ado, let's get started with the first one. The first one we're going to do today is Kiss the Sky by Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. You want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, okay. So I first heard this song in a video game called Tales from the Borderlands Episode 3, and it plays during the intro. And I was just like, this is funky. Like, this is good stuff. I don't know, like, right. I am biased because I do love that video game very much.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just... the music doesn't miss.
All right. All right, everybody. Without further ado, let us get into Kiss the Sky by Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. Here we go.
Oh, ठीक चले एक सांस की अतुला melody, so I've tried to put in words how I feel. Tomorrow will be for you and me.
That was some Stevie Wonder, and then Kiss the Sky by Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. Sid, how are we doing so far, dude?
I think we're doing pretty well.
I think so, too. This little reunion here of you coming on the show finally and us just singing in harmony to all the songs I've been playing has reminded me of when we first met in Major Undecided sketch comedy in the Crane Room way back in the day, about a year ago.
Yeah.
From now, exactly a year ago. You want to let's reminisce for a second about that. So for those that don't know, Major Undecided is the non-audition sketch comedy group at Tufts. Sid and I met through that, and we did the first show together, the Unrestricted Submarine Warfare, baby. That was a good time, Sid. What are some of your favorite memories from that?
I mean, it's got to be Pinocchio 3.
Oh, boy. You want to say a little bit about
Pinocchio
3?
I didn't even know there was... Apparently, there was a Pinocchio 2, which is why this is Pinocchio 3. And it follows Pinocchio discovering that he is, like, the soul of Geppetto's dead son,
mm-hmm.
stuffed into a wooden marionette, mm-hmm. and just... coming to terms with that.
Yeah, just the, you know, the normal stuff of the Pinocchio. It fits all the Pinocchio adaptations that keep coming out today. Exactly. And Sid did a masterful job portraying Geppetto on the stage.
I think permanently ruined my voice. I don't know.
But it was so good. He was like coming out like, can you do it? Can you do a little Geppetto right now? Like, can you bring it back?
Pinocchio, what are you doing here?
Oh my God.
I did it like so much raspier. I think like halfway through show week, I just straight up lost my voice.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
So like, I think the day before the show, I was like, I can't like rehearse today. Because I literally cannot speak.
No. Oh, my God. Well, you did a fantastic job nonetheless. Congratulations on your role as Geppetto. We've come a long way, though. We've continued to do major shows. And there's another one coming up in October that I'm directing in. And Sid probably will be back at some point here.
I'll make my bold return at a later date.
Sid's a busy man, and we'll get into why in a little bit. But for now, let's move on to another one of your songs here. How about Fire Escape by the Gloomies?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't really know. I think that was just like a Spotify like Discover Weekly song, which I trust my Discover Weekly with my life.
Full disclosure here, so many of these songs that I play on the show are things that I just found on Discover and like were suggested to me, and just like these random bands that I wouldn't know about. But honestly, that's the beauty of it, I think. Thanks, Spotify, for that.
Thank you,
Spotify Premium. Okay, without further ado, Fire Escape by the Gloomies. Here we go.
Dripping off by fire escape.
That was Fire Escape by the Gloomies. And Sid, I feel like we have to talk about this right now because you're literally wearing the merch and everything. The elephant in the room, for those that can't see, which is all of you, Sid right now is wearing a traveling treasure trunk shirt. Sid is a part of the traveling treasure trunk on Tufts. Sid, can you tell us a little bit about what Trunk is?
I would love to. Trunk is a children's theater group. We operate in the greater Boston area. We go around to like preschools, elementary schools, daycares, and we perform, you know, silly little shows for children. And we like we write, direct, costume all of our shows.
Wow.
And it's amazing. We actually just performed at Community Day like an hour ago.
Like literally.
Like I ran here from that show.
What's like your favorite character that you've ever played?
My favorite character is we have a seg that we actually just performed for Community Day called Duck Duck Goose.
Okay.
And basically the general thing is there's like a bunch of ducks and there's a goose who walks in and the goose is like, "Oh hey, like can you guys teach me how to quack, because it's something I've always wanted to do and I really struggle with it." And they all go down the line, like, oh, here's what, like, I say quack, and then ack. Or I do a little duck dance, and I say quack. And each time, the goose just messes it up, and then, like, leaves, and the ducks start playing Duck Duck Goose, but they can't play, because there's no goose.
No, what the?
And then the goose comes back, and is like, guys, I can't quack, but I can honk. And then they play Duck Duck Goose, and it's a happy ending. And the reason it's my favorite, Goose is my favorite character, is because at a show, one of my first shows, I think, I volunteered to be Goose for like the seg, and what's usually supposed to happen is when Goose messes up quacking, Goose just goes like quah, quah, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I totally forgot about it because I just didn't know the stuff.
Mm.
I just did like random animal noises.
Oh,
I was like, oh, so I'm supposed to like bark. I'm not gonna do the actual bark because I don't.
Oh come on now, Hey, there it is.
And yeah, so that ended up because like I messed it up, but people liked the way I messed it up. So that's just like the standard procedure for Goose going forward. And I like that's my little mark on Trunk.
Very nice. What would you say is the most rewarding part about being in Trunk?
Honestly, it's when you walk into a show and you see all the kids just sitting there, like, bored out of their minds, like, ugh, like, we have to be here for this.
Right.
And then you leave, and they're like, no!
Don't leave! More Trunk!
It's just awesome, like, just, you know, making their day.
No, it's great, and I feel like there's, like, of what I know about other college campuses, like, I don't think there's many groups like Trunk. I feel like Trunk is a very unique organization. And it's really fun because Maya Garg, who was my guest last week, just got into Trunk as well. And I don't know if you remember, but last week she was talking so much about making kids laugh and how fun it is. And now she gets to do it with Sid and all the other Trunk buddies, which is so fun.
Not only is Maya a member of Trunk now, Trunk has like a buddy system where newer members get sort of partnered up with like a member who's been there for a while. Maya is actually my buddy.
So hey.
The spec has a full Trunk lineage going on.
There we go. The spec history. The spec is fully ingrained in Trunk lore. All right. Sounds great.
The official radio show of Trunk.
Yes, I get a sponsor. Let's go. Bird of Paradise by Daniel Costner. Am I saying that right? Yes. Okay. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about this one.
Okay. So this is from a mobile game, actually, that I downloaded on my phone, like, years ago.
Okay.
And what happens in the game is you're just, like, a hole that goes around a town and lets, like, you a potted plant falls into you and you get a little bigger, and then you're big enough to, like, you're just a hole that stuff drops into it, as stuff drops into it, you get bigger and bigger, bigger stuff falls in. And it's, like, such a silly little game. But there's one level where there's, like, a radio, and the radio is just playing an absolute banger called Bird of Paradise.
Alright. I like it. That's promising. Let's hear it. Bird of Paradise, Daniel Costner from that video game. Here we go.
your papa gonna say?
That was It Don't Matter by Jacob Collier and Bird of Paradise by Daniel Costner. And folks, it's that wonderful time in the program, everyone's favorite time, every week. We got a PSA, baby. And of course, as always, when I have a guest on this show, I let the guest read the PSA. Sid, what do we got today?
We have numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs.
Aha.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. Mm-hmm. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s.
Mm.
Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That Bitcoin, man. What are they doing? And what's that little, y'all can't see this, but like, what's that little like graphic with the googly eyes going on? What's going on with that?
Just throwing Bitcoin into the trash.
Man, just kick it out of there. Bitcoin, is it the future? Like, no. I don't know. Well, I don't want to get political. I know I have to disclose that on the show. But anyways, Bitcoin, think about it. So let's move on. This is a bit of a switch up here. We're going to now go with leaving Caladan from Dune, Hans Zimmer. Tell me about this one.
I was on such a huge Dune kick over the summer.
Yeah.
So when I was little, my parents had this rule that like, if a movie based on a book comes out, I'm not allowed to watch that movie until I've read the book.
Interesting.
And
okay.
I just happened to like miss Dune's run in theaters. And so I came home and I was like, it was just a rule that was always stuck with me. So I read Dune in maybe like a week, and it's a dense. I was speeding. I was obsessed with that thing.
Wow.
So I read Dune. I watched the movie. I read Dune Messiah. I watched the movie again. And the second time I watched the movie, I was like, the scene where they leave Caladan to go to Arrakis,
mm-hmm.
and when the ship's like leaving the ocean and this score kicks in, I was like, This is beautiful. Like, I am obsessed with this song.
It's like the definition of cinematography. Sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
And now it's just become like my like walking around campus song, like my ambient listening song.
I just see you like power walking into Tisch Library, yeah. Just like with this like on full blast.
That's basically how it goes.
All right. Well, now it's going to be on full blast for y'all. This is Leaving Caladan from Dune, the movie. Let's do it. Those were some bangers from Dune, the soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. That just like reminded me that Hans Zimmer is one of the undisputed greats of music, movie musical composition.
No one doesn't like him.
He's fantastic. All right, so this is one thing I've been asking all of my guests on the show. It's just very open-ended. I love to see where it goes. What are you passionate about?
All right, I thought about that a little bit. I feel like, I don't know if I'm phrasing this rightly, I feel like exploring worlds is what I'm passionate about. Nice. Because I love taking like literature classes, because I love like reading something and just getting to like immerse yourself in that world. And then just talk about it with everyone else. Like when I was like in middle school, I was huge into comic books. Mm-hmm. So I love to see like seeing like this different world and seeing every aspect of it from like different characters' views, but like it's all like the same thing. I think that's part of like why I was like sped through Dune.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It puts so much work into saying like this is like this isn't just like the future. This is like a different universe, its own set of rules, its own politics, and like it gets into it. And I love just like getting to see like every aspect and facet of like a different universe. Yeah,
that is so interesting. I felt like I kind of relate to that in a way. When I was a kid, I feel like more than usual than other kids. Like me and we had like a little neighborhood friend group, and we'd like act out different like universes that we were in. Like we were like secret agents, we were like, you know, like in something like Dune, Star Wars, all sorts of stuff. And I feel like I was just like really into that when I was a kid, kind of like you. And like I can totally see that, just the way that you described Dune and like how you sped through it. Like that's really, really cool. And like that drive for exploration and like really immersing yourself in different places, that can take you places. Man, so that's awesome. That's really cool. Carl Sagan, Night Moves. Talk about it.
Oh, this, again, a Spotify Discover Weekly discovery. And it's just, it has that, like, I guess we're talking a lot about sci-fi. It just has, like, that, like, maybe I'm biased because, like, it's called Carl Sagan after, like, the Star Wars. But it just has, like, a spacey feel to it.
All right. Let's keep the sci-fi rolling. Carl Sagan by Night Moves. Here we go.
We'll be right back. what you don't know. And you can go looking for the high ground to see what's down that road. You ain't gonna see nothing but the city. Top of the hill you see home. Now you might feel like a stranger, but know that it won't be long. Cause ain't no reason to hurry to that other shore. Cause you ain't gonna get nowhere till you know what for.
That was Carl Sagan by Night Moves and Broke Down Parts 1 and 2 by the California Honey Drops. One of my favorite songs ever. I felt like I needed to tack it on there. Sid, we're coming to the end of the show today, and I'm really sad because it was a great time. It was a lot of fun. I thank you so much. I'm so glad you could finally come on and hang out with me today. Yeah, of course. Welcome back anytime with all of these guests. I would bring you guys all back. Maybe in the spring we can get something together. I don't know. But in the meantime, no show next week, everybody. I'm going to be away, so nothing happening there. But the week after, I got some fun stuff planned. You'll see when we get back. And we're getting into the spooky season. There's going to be a lot of Halloween festivities happening on the spec in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. And before we go, Sid has one more song that he'd like to share with everyone. This is A Life, Sun Lux, Mitski, David Byrne. This is from the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah. Tell me about it.
So my girlfriend and I saw this last year when it came out, just like random. We were just like, oh, like this seems cool. We'll go see it. And you know, like when you watch a movie with your friends, like you're like joking around. You're like, haha, like this is so silly. This is ridiculous and all that. And then the second act just happens and ends, and this song kicks in during the credits, and we realize we've been sitting there for the past hour, not speaking, unmoving, just staring, like white knuckle gripping the chairs.
Oh my god.
It was like a religious experience, that movie. It's the great... If you watch it and you get to the scene where they're just... two rocks on a cliff.
No spoilers.
And no dialogue. Have a box of tissues ready. You will sob. This movie will break you in like the best way possible.
What the heck?
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's
so good. Well, as someone who hasn't seen the movie before, and as someone who really likes wacky movies like that, well, I don't even know what to expect.
Expect everything, everywhere, all at once.
All right. Well, that's the name of the game, I guess. So without further ado, this is A Life from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Thanks again, Sid. And have yourselves a great rest of your week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Known. We find this light, the sun of life. This is It's like a dream, it's got me up all night again. And you're all that I can see. But I've been here before, I've crossed so many roads. Never needed more than I could hold.